Seth Jordan, let's take ourselves through your experience with head coaches, the ones that were able to get you to trust them and then play at that highest level. Many people here in Phoenix remember the example of Buddy Ryan. I remember seeing him in the playoff game when he was in Houston in 1994 in the playoffs. But certainly he gained his initial fame and what he did with that defense with the Chicago Bears and then what he did in Philadelphia. Tell us about what his example as a leader meant for you.
I just think, you know, the way that you come across as a coach and your authority. You know, Buddy had a way of kind of weeding out the guys that he felt, you know, weren't suited for his style of defense and offense, and kind of, you know, getting rid of those types of guys and having the guys around that he really wanted. He wanted very mentally strong, physically strong guys. And if you weren't one of those guys, you really didn't last long. And you know, as a player who wants to play for a coach like that, you can kind of respect that. He was hard-nosed, and you know, but at the same time, he was fair. When you played well, you know, you were one of his guys. And it was one of those things where, you know, he had to trust you, you know, and then you had to, in turn, earn his trust in order for you to reach a certain point, you know, of a certain level of respect as far as a coach and a player is concerned.